Okay, well, we're going to begin once again our study this morning.
今天早上我们再一次开始我们的学习。
And we've been talking about the depravity of man.
我们讲了人类的堕落。
And now we're going, and we've also talked about God's reaction to man's depravity, man's sin.
也讲到神对人的堕落的、人的罪恶的回应。
Now we're going to talk about the judgment of God.
现在我们要讲到神对罪人的审判。
Now, I'm going to be reading from some of my notes.
我会读一些我的讲稿。
Because some of these things are each truth is very important.
因为每一项真理都是非常重要的。
The first thing that I want you to see.
第一件我要你看到的是。
Is that God will judge the wicked.
神会审判罪人。
The further that Christianity gets away from the Bible,
基督教越偏离圣经
the further it diminishes its preaching on the judgment of God,
就越会忽视神的审判
Much of Christianity is man-centered,
许多基督教都是人本的
and we think that almost God himself, you know, revolves around man, that man is the center of the universe.
我们以为神围着人在团团转，人成了世界的中心，宇宙的焦点。
It's hard for us to understand how God could condemn someone as valuable as us.
我们不能明白神怎么会定我们这么有价值的人类的罪呢？
Now we acknowledge that he can condemn the angels.
我们承认他可以定天使的罪，没错。
But how could he condemn us?
他怎么能够定我们有罪呢？
We're not that bad.
我们没那么坏吧？
That is why we must teach on total depravity.
所以我们必须要教导人类的全然败坏。
Men must understand.
人类必须明白。
That apart from Jesus Christ.
若没有基督。
They are morally depraved.
人的道德是完全败坏的。
Evil permeates everything that we are.
我们所做的一切，我们自己的一切，都是被罪恶所弥漫、充满的。
Let me say something that I haven't said so far.
好，我来说一些我刚刚没有说过的话，从前没说过的。
Many times when I teach on a college campus,
常常我在大学里头去教导的时候
，people ask this question.
就是大学生会问这个问题。
Well, what is God going to do with the good atheists?
那些好的、善良的无神论者，神会怎么对待他们呢？
The man who does not believe in God.
不信神的人。
But he is good.
但是他很善良啊。
The first thing I always do is this.
我做的第一件事总是啊。
I say, could you give me his name and telephone number?
我说你可不可以把他的电话跟他的名字告诉我啊？
Because I've been hearing about him on all these college campuses, but I've never met him.
那我在大学的校园里头听到很多这些好的无神论者，但我从来没遇到过一个。
Is there a good atheist?
有没有一个好的无神论者呢？
How do we define good?
你怎么定义什么是好，什么是美善、善良？
You say, well, what about the man who doesn't believe in God?
他说，那这么一个人，他不信神呢？
But he keeps the laws of his country.
但是他遵守国家的法律啊。
He helps his neighbor.
他帮助他的邻舍。
And he's just a pretty nice guy.
他是一个好人啊。
Here's what I want you to see.
这是我要你看见的。
The Bible teaches that all men are morally depraved.
圣经教导我们所有的人都是道德上败坏的。
If they are left to themselves.
如果他们就自己在那儿的话。
If God removes his grace from them.
如果神把他的约束的恩典拿走的话。
If God stops restraining their evil,
如果神不再禁止他们的邪恶的话
they will become monsters.
他们就会变成魔鬼、妖怪。
That atheist,
那个无神论者
is able to obey laws,
可以遵守国家法律
and does good things for his neighbor,
帮助他的邻舍
only because of the grace of God,
都是因为神的恩典。
The very God that he denies.
就是他所否定的那个神帮助了他。
He claims that he himself is good.
他自称他是个好人。
And he doesn't realize.
但是他不认识到。
that all the goodness that he appears to do,
他似乎在做的所谓的好事,
is because God is restraining his evil.
是因为神在约束他的邪恶。
It's a thing called common grace.
这是所谓的普遍恩典。
God gives, in a sense, common grace to men.
神给了所有人类他普遍的、普世的恩典。
Even unbelieving men.
甚至不信的人。
Because if he did not,
若不是的话,
they would be monsters.
这些人就完了，变成大坏蛋了。
The world as we know it would tear itself apart.
这个世界会自相残杀，把自己都毁掉了。
And there would be no opportunity for redemption.
就没有救赎的机会了。
Now on the day of judgment,
当审判的大日,
I believe that the grace that has restrained the evil of men,
我相信那约束人类罪恶的恩典,
it will be pulled back,
就会被拿走了。
And on the day of judgment, we will see men as they truly were.
在审判的大日，我们看到人类的真实的本相和光景。
And no one will disagree with their condemnation.
人受审判，他们没有任何借口，无可推诿。
There is a judgment.
有审判呐。
It's in the scriptures.
记在经上。
And you cannot be Christian.
你不能，除非你相信这个审判的道理，要不然你就不是基督徒了。
Now, one aspect of judgment is separation from God.
好，其中审判的。一个部分就是与神隔离。
And we already talked about that.
我们已经讲了一些啊。
But now we're going to look at something else.
我们再看一些。
We're going to look at the judgment of God.
我们看看神的审判。
The judgment of God on the wicked.
审判对罪人的审判。
Now I'm going to read this.
好，我来读，读给大家听。
It is very possible that the most awesome doctrine in the scriptures is the final judgment.
很可能圣经里头最可怕的教义就是神的审判。
Every man that has ever been alive,
所有在世上曾经活过的人,
will stand before God,
都会站在上帝的审判台前。
Will stand before a God who knows everything,
一位无所不知的上帝面前。
Everything.
一切所有的。
And every man will be judged for every thought.
每个人因着他的每一个思想。
Every word.
每一句话。
And every deed.
每一个行为。
Now I want you to think about this in light of the fall of Adam.
我们想到亚当的堕落，然后再想到神的审判。
How many times did Adam sin before he was condemned?
亚当犯了多少罪？才就堕落了，犯了几个罪？
Once.
一次，一个罪。
Even the best man.
甚至是最好的人了。
How many times has he sinned?
他犯了多少罪？
With his thoughts.
他的思想。
With his words.
言语。
With his deeds.
行为。
This is an awesome doctrine.
这是一个叫人害怕的。
Now some people believe.
有人相信
that this is just an Old Testament idea.
这是一个旧约的一种想法而已，审判。
Are the idea of primitive men who did not know any better.
或那些野蛮人，他们无知，他们才会想到审判。
But we need to understand that judgment is the teaching of Scripture in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
但我们需要明白，神的审判不仅是旧约，更是新约的整本圣经的教导。
We also need to understand that judgment is reasonable.
我们也需要了解，审判是合理的。
In light of who God is.
因为神是这样的神，所以审判合理。
He is a righteous God.
他是一位公义的上帝。
He is the judge of all the earth.
他是审判全地的主。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子啊。
Let's say that there is an army.
譬如一个大军队。
And they're very corrupt.
他们非常腐败。
And they come into a village.
他们来到一个农村里头。
And they kill half the people.
把一般老百姓都杀掉。
The people who survive.
那些活下来的人。
They go to the authorities.
他们就去了authorities, you mean?
The king, the government.
他们去了政府那。
And they say you must do something.
你们要做帮帮忙啊。
And the government says no.
政府说我们不管。
The people go back to the village.
老百姓又回到他们的村庄里头。
What do they desire?
他们要的是什么？
They desire justice.
他们要伸张公义。
They're angry.
他们生气。
Someone must do justice.
必须有人为他们伸张公义啊。
Sooner or later, these men must pay.
迟早这个军队必须要受报应。
That sense of justice in the heart of a man.
人心里头有一种公义感啊，公平感啊。
That cry for justice.
那要求伸张公义的那个公义感。
Will one day be fulfilled?
有一天会得到满足的。
When Christ judges the world.
就是当基督再来的时候。
But now here's the problem.
问题在这儿。
The very men who cry out for justice.
那个要求伸冤的人。
That God would punish the wicked.
是他叫神审判罪人、恶人。
They need to know something.
他们自己要知道。
If God judges the wicked,
如果神审判了恶人，
He must also judge them.
也必须审判他们自己。
And we're all guilty.
我们都是罪人。
Judgment is a necessary part of God's government.
在神的国度里头，审判是必须的。
If he does not judge the world, he is not righteous.
如果神不审判世界，他就不公义了。
Now, I want us to see that first of all.
首先我们要看啊。
The judgment of God is a fundamental doctrine of Scripture.
神的审判是圣经里头最基本的一个教导。
It is impossible to say that this Bible is inspired.
你不可能说圣经是神所默示的，除非。
Unless you believe what it teaches.
除非你相信他的教导是真的。
And there's no way to deny that it teaches the universal judgment of men.
你不可能否定神对普世的审判，圣经的确这样教导。
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 6.
我们到希伯来书第六章。
Reading verses 1 and 2.
1到2节，希伯来书。
He says, Therefore, leaving the elementary teachings about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of instruction about washing and laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑，信靠神，各样的洗礼，按手之礼，死人复活，以及永远审判各等教训。
Here we have a list of different kinds of teachings.
这里我们有了一系列的不同的教导。
Repentance.
悔改。
Faith.
信心。
Instruction about washings and laying on of hands.
各样洗礼啊，按手之礼的教导。
The resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment.
死人复活，还有永远的审判。
Now in verse 1, these are called elementary teachings.
第一节讲到，这是基督道理的开端呢，这些都是。
That means that they are basic or fundamental teachings of Christianity.
意思他们是基督教的最基本的、最基础的、最开端的教导。
So what do we learn from this?
所以我们从此学到什么东西呢？
Eternal judgment.
永远的审判。
Is a basic teaching of Christianity.
是基督教的道理的开端呢。
If you do not teach this,
如果你不教导这个，
you are not teaching the basic teachings.
你连最基本的教导都没开始。
So many people will tell you that they want to teach the deeper truth.
很多人会说我要教导一些深奥的道理。
But they don't even teach the basic truth.
连基本的都没开始呢，都没教导呢。
And judgment is one of them.
审判是其中之一。
So many times I'll go to a church.
常常我到一个教会去啊。
I'll preach for several days.
我讲几天的道。
But before I start, they ask me.
那我还没开始呢，他们就问我了。
What are you going to teach on?
你要教什么呢？
I say the gospel.
我说教导福音啊。
And many of them will look at me.
很多人会斜着眼看着我。
And say, but we know that.
我们已经知道福音了。
But after every meeting.
但是讲完了每篇道之后。
Every night.
每天晚上。
They come up to me with just a shocked look on their face.
他们来到我面前，好像很惊讶的样子。
They say, we never heard these things before.
我从来没听过这些道理。
And yet, what I'm teaching is not new.
但是我所教导不是什么新鲜的东西。
It's old.
是 古老的。
It's what all the preachers down through the ages used to preach.
有史以来所有的传道人所教导的一脉相承的道理。
So see, we don't even know the basics.
我们连基本的基础的都不知道。
Now, I want us to look at some Old Testament scriptures about the judgment of God.
我们看一些旧约的经文有关审判，神的审判的经文。
Let's look in Psalms chapter 9.
看看诗篇第九篇。
Now these are passages that affirm that God will judge the world.
好，这些经文呢，肯定了神必要审判世界。
Chapter 9, verses 7 and 8.
七到八节，第九章。
But the Lord abides forever. He has established his throne for judgment, and he will judge the world in righteousness. He will execute judgment for the peoples with equity.
维耶华坐着为王直到永远，他已经为审判设置他的宝座，他要按公义审判世界，按正直判断万民。
Now people will read that.
有人会读这段经文了。
And they say, well, that's not too bad.
是的，没什么问题啊。
That's okay with me.
对我来说没问题。
But they're not understanding what it's saying.
但他们不明白这段经文说的什么。
He won't judge the world in the way that we judge the world.
神不会按照我们的标准来审判世界。
We are sinful people.
我们是有罪的人。
Our judgment is even sinful.
甚至我们的审判都是有罪的。
He will judge the world in perfect righteousness.
他会按着他完全的公义，大公无私的审判世界。
Perfect fairness.
按着他那全然的公义审判。
Now let's go to Psalms 96.
再看诗篇九十六篇。
10-13.
十到十三节。
And again, let me remind you.
好，我再次提醒啊。
The reason why we're filming this.
我们之所以要把它录下来。
Is not just so you can show it to other people.
不是给别人看看而已啊。
But so that you can just go over this as many times as you need to.
好像你可以不断的复习。
You can listen and then hit the pause button.
你可以听，然后把它停下来。
And then listen again.
再听。
Okay. Psalms 96:10.
九十六篇第十节啊。
Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established; it will not be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in his faithfulness.
人在列邦中要说，耶和华作王，世界就要坚定，不得摇动。他要按公义审判众民，愿天欢喜，愿地快乐，愿海和其中所充满的澎湃，愿田和其中所有的都欢乐。那是林中的树木都要在耶和华面前欢呼，因为他来了，他来要审判全地，他要按公义审判世界，按他的信实审判万民。
Now, if you notice.That the creation is shouting for joy that God will judge the world.
你注意到神所造的万物都会欢呼快乐，因为神要审判世界。
There is a sense in which all the inhabitants of heaven look down upon the earth.
从一个角度，这所有的万物，神所造的万物都在看这个世界。
And they long for the day that the earth will be free from corruption.
他们盼望有一天这世界会从玷污当中得到解脱。
It'll be set free from the slavery of corruption.
这个世界要从败坏中得到释放，败坏的辖制中得到解脱。
It says here that the fields exult and the trees sing for joy.
这里讲到所有的树木都快乐，万物大地都欢喜。
It even says that the sea roars or thunders.
甚至讲到海都澎湃。
You probably recall in the book of Romans, chapter 8.
你可能记得罗马书第八章了。
It says all of creation groans under the corruption of this world.
他讲到因着这世界的败坏，受败坏的辖制，所以受造之物都在叹息啊。
And all of creation is waiting for the judgment of God.
所造之物都在等候神的审判。
And waiting for the appearance of the sons of God.
而且等候神儿子的显现。
What it's saying is this.
他所讲的意思是这个。
All of creation is waiting for the day.
所有所造之物都等候那一天。
When the wicked will be judged and removed.
当恶人会受审判而且被除掉。
When all the results of our sin is taken away from the world.
当人类的罪恶的结果会从这个世界上完全的除掉。
When the world is healed.
当这个世界得到医治。
And the earth is turned over to the sons of God.
当这个世界被交托给神的儿女们来管理。
Isn't that amazing?
这不是叫人惊讶吗？
This is your future.
这是你我的前途。
To inherit and govern a new earth.
我们要承受并且管理一个新天新地。
We're able to endure much suffering.
我们可以今天忍受许多的苦难。
When we realize what is waiting for us.
当我们知道将来为我们所预备的是什么。
No matter what they do to us.
不管他们怎么对待我们。
It will only last this long.
不过是暂时之间。
And then Christ will come.
然后基督教来了。
There's a funny story.
有一个很好笑的故事啊。
About a man who got out of prison.
一个人他从监狱里头出来。
He tells this story after he becomes a Christian.
他后来信了主他就重复这个故事啊。
As soon as he got out of prison, he got back with his friends who were thieves.
他从监狱出来，他马上回到他那一帮贼当中。
And they drove to a gas station.
这些狐朋狗友呢，就到了一个加油站。
And his friends gave him a gun.
他的朋友就给他一把枪。
And they told him to go in and rob the gas station.
那朋友叫他去抢那个加油站。
So he walks in.
他进去了。
And there was just a little lady, a little young lady who was running the gas station.
只有一个小小的老妇人在那管理。
And he said, "Give me all your money."
我说把你钱给我。
And she said,
她说
"God loves you."
上帝爱你。
And he said,
她说
"I'm robbing this place."
哎，我正在抢劫。
Give me all your money.
把你钱给我。
She said, "Jesus died for sinners."
那小妇人说，耶稣为罪人死。
And he pulled out his gun.
他拿出他的枪来。
And he stuck it to her head.
他对着他的脑袋挂。
And he said, "Don't you realize I can kill you right now?"
你不晓得吗？我现在可以把你干掉。
She smiled at him.
那个老妇人呢，就笑一下。
And this is what she said.
这妇人说
，Sudden death.
突然死亡。
Sudden victory.
这是突然的得胜。
I will go home to be with Jesus.
我马上就要与主同在了。
It scared him so bad he ran out of the gas station.
他吓坏了这个贼，马上跑掉。
He jumped in the car.
他跑到车里头。
And his friend said, "Did you get the money?"
他朋友说，哎，你钱抢来没有？
He said, "I couldn't."
他说我不能。
They said, "Why not?"
为什么不？
He said, "The guy who was running the store."
那个老夫那个经理啊。
Had arms this big and could have beaten me up.
那手那么大，他可以把我给。杀掉。
He didn't want to tell his friends he was afraid of a little girl.
他不愿意告诉他的朋友，他害怕那个小妇人。
It's true.
真的。
You know, it seems like yesterday that I became a Christian.
就好像昨天一样，我才信主。
But 30 years have passed.
但已经三十年了，我信主。
That fast.
好快呀。
I have many regrets.
我有很多的后悔的地方，遗憾的地方。
I do not regret everything I've given to Jesus.
当然，我已经给了主的，我不后悔。
I regret everything I've kept.
我只遗憾我为自己所保留的东西。
Think about what's going to happen.
你想想将来要发生什么。
You will stand before God.
你会站在神的面前。
Perfectly righteous.
完全被称义。
In a new body full of glory.
一个新的身体。荣耀的身体。
You will dwell in the presence of God.
你会永远在神面前。
In joy that cannot be explained.
充满了那不能表达的喜乐。
God is so beautiful.
神是如此的美好。
That if you were to catch a glimpse of Him right now.
就算他，你现在瞟他一眼。
the beauty would kill you.
那个美丽会把你杀掉。
Have you ever walked outside and seen a beautiful sunset?
你有没有出去看到一个美好的黄昏的美景？
And you went,
他说，哇，叹为观止。
Now, if a sunset could have that kind of effect on you,
如果黄昏的美景能够叫你有这样的回应，
almost take your breath away,
叫你叹为观止。
The beauty of God, just a glimpse of it, would kill you.
那何况神的荣美会把你杀掉。
You will have to be supernaturally changed,
除非你被超自然的改变了。
Just to be able to endure the joy that you're going to have.
你才能够忍受那种喜乐。
If you were not changed, the joy would kill you.
如果你不被改变的话，那个喜乐都会把你杀掉。
That's amazing.
叫人惊讶。
That's what's waiting for you.
这就是我们所期盼的。
I know it's a little off the subject.
我知道有点偏题啊。
But just hold your place.
那我们手放这儿。
And go to Ephesians.
你看以弗所书。
Look at Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 6 and 7.
六到七节。
And he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈显明给后来的世代看。
Now look at chapter 3 verse 10.
再看第三章第十节。
So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
Okay, this is the way it is.
是这样子的。
Imagine this for a moment.
想象啊。
That all the angels in heaven,
天上所有的天使,
are looking upon God,
都在仰望着基督，看神。
But even they cannot comprehend how great he is.
连天使都不能够完全理解神是何等之伟大。
Even they cannot comprehend how kind he is.
他们也不能明白神是何等的慈爱。
And so he gives them an example.
所以神就给天使一个例证。
You are the example.
你我就是例证。
He finds two people in China.
他在中国找到两个人。
Who are sinners.
是罪人。
And the angels know that they deserve hell.
天使都知道他们该死。
He sends his son to die for them.
他差遣他儿子为他们而死。
And the angels go, how could this be?
天使说，这怎么可能呢？
What kind of love is this?
这是什么样的爱呢？
These two Chinese people deserve to die.
这两个中国人该死嘞。
And go to hell forever.
应该永远下地狱，沉沦灭亡啊。
He sent his son to die for them?
他竟然差他儿子为他们而死。
And then,
那时
he patiently works in them.
他更在他们心中动工
all their life,
一辈子动善功
even though they are weak,
虽然他们软弱
even though they fail him at times,
有时候失败
his love never changes,
他的爱永不改变
he sees them as perfect,
他看他们在基督里是完全的
because he carried their sin,
因为基督为他们担当了罪
and paid for all their sins past, present and future
把他们所有的罪过去现在将来罪债都还清了
he also clothed them in his righteousness
而且用他的义遮蔽了他们覆盖了他们
all the perfect works that Jesus did as a man
耶稣在身为人的时候所成就的一切的义
are given to them
都加在他们的身上
When God looks down at them,
当神 看到他们的时候
He sees perfect righteousness.
他看到完全的义
He loves them.
神爱他们
In the same way he loves his only son.
正如他爱他的爱子一样
And the angels go, how can this be?
天使说这怎么可能呢
He loves that Chinese couple.
他爱这一对中国的夫妻
Just like he loves the very Son of God.
正如他爱神的儿子一样。
And then one day they're old.
有一天他们老了。
And they're laying there dying.
他们躺在那儿要准备过世了。
But there's and the world mocks them.
这世界嘲弄他们。
Here's two Christian fools dying.
两个基督徒傻瓜要死了。
There's no important funeral.
没有什么堂皇的葬礼。
After they die, their bodies might even be thrown in the garbage.
他们死了以后，也许身体就丢在垃圾箱里头。
But as they're dying,
但是当他们死的那一刻
，God sends thousands of angels.
神差遣了成千上万的天使
，to surround them.
环绕着他们。
They're His.
他们是属他的。
They belong to Him.And when they die,
当他们死
their bodies may be thrown in the garbage.
他们的身体也许丢在垃圾箱里头
But they're carried to glory.
但是天使把他们带到荣耀里
And then,
那是
look at verse 6 of Ephesians 2.
看第六节
I mean, verse 7.
第七节啊，第二章。
So that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐，显明给后来的世代看。
So they come to heaven.
当他们来到天上。
And every day.
每一天。
God puts upon them greater and greater blessings.
神赐给他们更多更大的恩典。
Every day.
每一天。
It increases.
越来越多。
Throughout all of eternity.
到后来的时代，一直到永远。
And the angels just sit there.
天使坐在那儿。
And they look at God.
他们看着神。
And they look at you.
看看你们。
And they look at all the great things that God increasingly does for you.
看到神为你们不断做的越来越多的事情恩典。
And they say, "Now we understand."
天使说啊，我们现在明白了。
How good He is.
神是何等的良善慈爱。
He uses you as an example.
神用你们作为他的例证。
That's what's waiting for you.
这就是等候你的荣耀。
We're the most privileged people in the world.
我们是世上最蒙福的人。
These are the things that you hold in your heart.
这就是在你心中所有的。
That strengthen you.
加你力量的。
And give you joy.
给你喜乐的。
And what's most amazing?
最叫人惊讶的。
This is not something that you have earned.
这不是靠你的力量去赚得的。努力。
When you do well,
当你做得好的时候
you have this hope.
你有这个期盼盼望。
But even when you fail,
甚至当你失败的时候
you have this hope.
你仍有这个期盼。
Even though we do not want to fail him,
尽管我们不愿意
even our failure glorifies God.
甚至我们的失败都荣耀神。
Because all the angels look.
因为所有的天使都在看。
Look at these two Chinese people.
你看这对中国人。
They're so weak.
他们那么软弱。
They failed again.
他们又失败了。
But his love doesn't change.
但神的爱永不改变。
He's still preparing a heaven for them.
他仍然为他们预备了天堂。
This is amazing.
这叫人惊讶。
Oh, we are so privileged.
我们真是蒙福啊。
We are privileged.
我们蒙福。
And all of creation is waiting for this.
所有的所造之物都在等候这一天。
All of creation is waiting to see you resurrected.
所有所造之物都等候你的复活。
And to see God bless you.
看神祝福你。
And they will rejoice.
他们会欢喜快乐欢呼。
That's what's waiting for us.
这是等候我们的盼望。
So we can go ahead and serve Him.
所以我们可以继续的服侍他。
Through all the years of trouble.
尽管有患难痛苦。
All right, let's go back to Psalms. 96. And in verse 13,
13节,
before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in his faithfulness.
因为他来了，他来要审判全地，他要按公义审判世界，按他的信实审判万民。
You know what we have learned is so joyful.
你知道我们所学的这个是真是叫人欢喜快乐。
That it just makes us want to shout inside.
要我们心里头想要欢呼。
And run out the door and just run around the building screaming hallelujah.
跑出去，环绕这个房子，呼喊哈利路亚。
Now let's go to Ecclesiastes.
我们看看传道书。
Chapter 3.
第三章
verse 17.
第三章十七节传道书。
Here we're going to hear the wisest man in the world say something.
我们要看看世上最有智慧的人说的话。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 17. I said to myself, God will judge both the righteous man and the wicked man, for a time for every matter and for every deed is there.
我心里说神必审判义人和恶人因为在那里各样事物一切工作都有定时
You know, people say, why doesn't God judge the world?
你知道有人说为什么神不审判世界呢还不审判
And God says, I know the best.
神说我知道什么是最好的时刻
We don't know when he will do this.
我们不知道什么时候他会审判
But we know for certain that he will.
但我们知道他必要审判。
When people come against us and persecute us,
当有人攻击我们，逼迫我们。
This truth has an important effect upon us.
这个真理对我们有一个很大的影响力。
It doesn't cause us to say to them,
这不会叫我们对这些人说。
You're going to be judged.
神要审判你啊，报应你。
And I will be glad when it happens.
当神报应的时候，我就高兴了。
No, we know how great this judgment will be.
我们知道那个审判之日是何等的大。
So we pity them.
所以我们可怜他们。
We are sad for them.
我们为他们难过。
We cry out for them to repent and believe.
我们为他们祷告，愿他们悔改，愿他们相信。
Now look at Ecclesiastes 11.
再看传道书十一章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Rejoice, young man, during your childhood, and let your heart be pleasant during the days of young manhood, and follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your eyes. Yet know that God will bring you to judgment for all these things.
少人呐、啊，少年人呐、啊，在你幼年时当快乐，在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅，行你心所愿行的，看你眼所爱看的，却要知道这一切的事，神必审问你。
The purpose of teaching on the judgment of God.
我们之所以要教导神的审判
is not to take away joy from the world.
不是把这世界的欢喜快乐都拿走啊。
Righteousness brings great joy.
义给我们很大的喜乐。
It is to let us know that we need to be careful.
这个审判需要教导我们要小心啊。
In our joy and in our passion.
在我们的喜乐，在我们的欲望当中小心
Everything that we do
我们所做的一切
should be according to the will of God
都要按着神的旨意
As Christians
身为基督徒
we know that we will be approved in judgment
我们知道在审判之日我们会得蒙悦纳
not because of our deeds
不是因着我们的行为
but because of Christ
乃是因着基督
Yet that should motivate us to want to be pure in our deeds.
因此，这给了我们动机，要我们更加的圣洁。
Because we are saved.
因为我们已经得救了。
Because God does love us.
因为神的确爱我们。
We should seek to keep His commands.
因此，我们要遵行他的诫命。
Let me give you an example.
给你一个例子啊。
There are two women.
两个女人。
Both of them serve their husbands with with absolute fidelity.
两个人呢都服侍他们丈夫，就是完全忠贞的服侍，忠诚的。
But one of the women has great joy, and the other one is sad and nervous.
一个女人呢欢喜快乐，另外一个女人呢，哎呦好紧张哦，这是好好愁苦哦。
The one who is sad and nervous.
那个愁苦紧张的。
She serves her husband.
她服侍她丈夫。
So that he might love her.
好叫她丈夫更爱她。
The other woman who is full of joy.
另外一个充满欢喜快乐。
She serves her husband.
她服侍她丈夫。
Because he does love her.
因为她丈夫爱她。
Do you see the difference?
你看到这不同吗？
The one is trying to earn her husband's love.
一个是想赢得她丈夫的爱。
And she doesn't know if she'll earn it.
她不知道她有没有把握。
She doesn't know if she'll lose it.
她不知道会不会失去她丈夫的爱。
But the other woman is secure.
另外一个是非常保险，
She's full of joy.
充满喜乐。
Because she knows she has her husband's love.
因为她知道她丈夫爱她。
Even if she fails.
甚至她失败的时候。
So that motivates her.
所以这给她动机，动力。
To want to be pleasing.
要讨她丈夫喜悦。
Because his love will never change.
因为她丈夫的爱不会改变。
That's the way we approach judgment.
这是我们面对审判的心情。
Now look at chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes.
再看十二章啊，传道书。
Verse 13 and 14.
十三到十四节。
The conclusion when all has been heard is, fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person, for God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil.
这些事都已听见了，总意就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人当尽的本分，因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
Now, this is very simple teaching.
这是很基本的教导。
But you'll be surprised how this is quickly disappearing from evangelicalism.
但是从福音派基督徒当中这样的教导很找不到了。
Some people do not believe there will be a judgment.
很多人都不相信有审判之日。
And some people believe it.
有些人信。
But never preach it.
从来不教导。
Again, if it's in the Bible.
我再说一次，如果是在圣经里的。
It is extremely important.
这是非常重要的。
And it must be taught.
我们必须要教导。
It is not a thing that the Bible talks about rarely.
这不是圣经里头偶然提一提的问题啊，审判。
But it's a thing that we find throughout the Bible.
但是从头到尾我们都看到有审判，圣经教导的。
Even in the New Testament.
甚至在新约里面。
I want us to look at some New Testament passages.
我看看，我们看一些新约的经文。
The first one is Romans 14.
第一个是罗马书十四章。
10 through 12.
十到十四节。
Romans 14:10.
十章。
But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you, again, why do you regard your brother with contempt? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God.So then each one of us will give an account of himself to God.
你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因为我们都要站在神的台前。经上写着，主说，我凭着我的永生启示，万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。
Here Paul is talking about the universal judgment of all men.
这里保罗在讲全世界普世的审判。
But there's something interesting here.
但是这里很有趣啊。
He's also including Christians.
他也把基督徒包括在内。
Now, here's something that is a mystery in part.
从一个角度，这是一个奥秘。
And we have to be very careful.
我们要很谨慎。
Because it's not explained fully to us.
因为我没有清楚的讲清楚啊，这里没讲明白。
We have this especially in 2 Corinthians 5.
尤其是在哥林多后书第五章。
And I hope to teach on that too later.
等会儿我也会讲到这个。
The Christian is totally and completely acceptable to God in Jesus Christ.
基督徒在基督里完完全全被悦纳了。
That's the foundational truth.
这是最基本的教导。
Not of works.
不是靠行为。
That is what the Bible teaches.
圣经清楚的教导。
It's all of grace.
一切都是恩典。
It is all a gift.
全部都是礼物。
Yet at the same time,
但是同时
Christians will appear before the judgment throne of Christ.
基督徒会站在基督的审判台前
And we will be judged.
我们会受审判
For what we have done.
我们所做的一切都要受审判
Now, This is not a judgment determining our salvation.
这个审判不是要决定我们是不是得救的
Nor is it a judgment determining how much God will love us.
也不是一个审判要看神爱我们有多少。
But it is a judgment.
乃是一个审判呢。
And we will be rewarded.
我们会因着我们所做的得赏赐。
Or lose reward.
或者失去赏赐。
According to what we have done.
根据我们所行的。
The very good and honest theologians.
很好的神学家诚实的神学家
will say this is very hard to understand
会说这个很难以明白、啊、
but it is not contradictory
但这不是彼此矛盾的
both things are true
两个都是事实
how it works itself out only God knows
是怎么样子和谐怎么样子放在一块神知道
I do know this
我知道这一点
Regardless of our failures,
不管我们有多少失败
we are accepted and loved in Christ.
我们在基督里是蒙爱的，是蒙悦纳的。
And no one will be walking around heaven sad.
在天上不会有人愁眉苦脸的。
It's not going to be that God loves Charles Spurgeon more than me.
神不会爱斯布珍多于华胥保罗。
You see, because...Do you know who Charles Spurgeon is?
你知道斯布根吗?
He's one of the greatest preachers who ever lived.
这是世上可能是最伟大的传道人吧。
Now, he's far greater than me and Brother Larry.
他比我们伟大的多了。
But here's a question we need to ask ourselves.
我们要问自己的问题是这个。
How did he become like that?
他怎么变成这样的?
Because even if we studied 24 hours a day, we wouldn't be as good a preacher as him.
我们就算每天的这学习24小时，我们都不可能像他讲道讲那么好。
So, was Charles Spurgeon a great preacher because of Charles Spurgeon?
斯布森那么伟大的讲道人，是不是因为他自己的缘故呢？
Or was Charles Spurgeon a great preacher because God gave him exceptional gifts?
或者因着神给他超然的恩赐，他才成为这样一个伟大的传道人呢？
Now he was responsible to use those gifts.
当然他有责任要用这些恩赐。
But he was given gifts that I have not been given.
那神给他恩赐，没有给我们。
So, we need not be afraid.
所以我们不需要害怕。
We need to take this seriously.
我们需要慎重地看待这个问题。
We need to do our best.
我们需要尽力而为。
The fact that we will be judged.
我们要受审判。
Should not depress us.
这个事实不应该叫我们颓丧、灰心。
Christ has died for us.
因为基督为我们死了。
But it should motivate us.
但应该给我们动力。
To live our lives for Christ.
好叫我们为主而活。
There is reward.
有赏赐啊。
For those who do not compromise.
那些不妥协的人有赏赐。
And those who truly serve the Lord.
那些真诚服侍主的人。有赏赐。
I think maybe it's good to say this.
好，可能这样说很可以这么说。
In the Christian life,
在基督徒的生命中
，there is a balance required.
需要一个平衡。
Attention.
一种张力。
I need to speak the truth.
我需要传讲真道。
Directly and boldly.
我需要直接的，而且放胆传讲真理。
But I need to speak the truth in love.
我也需要用爱心说诚实话。
With mercy.
用怜悯的心
I'm totally accepted to God in Jesus Christ
我们在基督里完全蒙神悦纳了
My salvation is secure
我的救恩是稳固的
God's love will never change
神的爱对我的爱永不改变
But I will be judged according to my deeds
但是我因着我的行为要受审判
a balance.
一个平衡张力。
And let me teach you something that an old preacher taught me.
我教你一件一个老传道人教我的。
Even when we walk in the truth,
当我们行在真理中，
there are dangers on both sides.
两边都有极端的危险。
For example,
例如
you can walk 1,000 kilometers that way.
你可以从那边走一千里路。
And 1,000 kilometers that way.
那边要走一千公里路。
And still be in falsehood.
仍然在虚讲中。
Falsehood is very broad.
这个错误啊，很广的。
But to walk in the truth.
但是行在真理中。
Is like walking on the edge of a razor blade.
就好像走在刀刃上一样。
It's very narrow.
非常的狭窄。
And here's the problem.
问题在。
You can fall off on this side.
你可能从这边倒下去。
Or you can fall off on this side.
也可能倒到那边。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
Let's say fall off on, let's say it's the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
例如啊，有关圣灵的教义。
And there are people that they talk about the Holy Spirit more than they talk about Jesus.
有人讲圣灵，圣灵多过讲基督了。
They talk about gifts and power.
讲到恩赐，讲到能力啊。
All they think about are tongues and miracles.
整天就是说方言啊，神迹奇事啊，医病赶鬼啊。
They say that the Holy Spirit speaks to them audibly.
他们说哦，圣灵向他们说话，听见声音啦。
But they neglect the study of Scripture.
但是他们不读圣经了。
That the Holy Spirit wrote.
让圣灵来写吧。
They have fallen off this side.
他们从这边走极端了，就倒下去了。
We don't want to do that.
我们不要走极端。
But you can also fall off this side.
你也可能走另一个极端。
You don't even think about the Holy Spirit.
你矫枉过正，就不想圣经圣灵了。
You don't study the Holy Spirit.
你也不研究圣灵了。
You don't see the importance of the Holy Spirit in your life.
你有没有看到圣灵在你生命中的重要性？
And many times we'll fall off on this side.
有时候我们倒在这边。
Because we're reacting against all the false teaching on this side.
因为我们矫枉过正，我们反对那边就跑到这边来了。
That's why a balance is so important.
所以一个不偏左右的平衡很重要。
That was a very good thing that old preacher taught me.
这是一个老传道人教我的很好的一件事。
It's helped me stay out of a lot of error.
帮助我不偏左右，能够不走极端。
Here's another way of looking at it.
好，另外一个方式来看它。
On an old clock, there's a pendulum that swings back and forth.
那种老钟啊，下面有一个钟摆，左右摇摆。
Now let's say that right here's the truth.
啊，我们说这是真理在当中啊。
Okay, and the pendulum needs to be right here.
这个钟摆需要在正当中。
But we're not right here much of the time.
往往我们不在正当中。
Because of our lack of knowledge.
因为我们缺乏知识。
Because of our maybe our immaturity.
或者我们的不成熟。
We swing over here too far.
有时候我们走这边。
And then we realize it.
我们认识到了一旦。
We're off.
我们走偏了。
We swung over too far.
我们就矫枉过正。
But instead of swinging back to here,
有时候我们不走到当中，回到当中。
We'll go past here and swing back too far.
我们就矫枉过正，就跑那头去了。
But eventually, hopefully,
最后我们盼望啊。
We swing less and less.
我们就越少的偏差，越来越少。
And we get to the center.
就跑到当中。
And we're walking in the truth.
我们就行在神的真道中。
We're not blown by different doctrines.
不会被各样的异端飘来飘去，随从各样的异端。
Then, as we're mature,
当我们慢慢成熟了
，and walking in the truth,
行在真道中，正道中
，we can fall off because of pride.
我们因着骄傲，可能也会跌倒。
You see, we must always be careful.
所以我们总要战战兢兢，如履薄冰。
We must always realize that the only way we're getting to heaven is by grace.
我们要总是认识到，我们能够进天堂是因着恩典。
Okay. Okay. Now let's look at Hebrews chapter 9.
我们再看希伯来书第九章。希伯来书。
Verse 27.
二十六节。
It says, and inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment.
二七节，按着定命，人人都有死，死后且有审判。
I have a friend by the name of Ray Comfort.
我有个朋友叫 Ray Comfort.
And I've heard him preach before.
我从前听过他讲道。
And he will say this.
他会说
There is a 100% chance that you are going to die.
有百分之百的可能性你会死掉。
Now,
好
men need to know this.
人需要明白。
They need to know it.
他们需要明白。
Men die.
人会死的。
In the United States, we say there are two things that are certain.
美国我们说两件事是一定的。
Taxes and death.
交税和死亡。
And that's true. Well, at least part of that is true.
至少这一部分是真的哈。
We're going to die.
我们必须要死。
Now, for the believer,
对基督徒而言。
Death is like victory.
死亡是得胜的。
My grandmother was a missionary in the jungles of Brazil.
我的奶奶是 Brazil, 是 Brazil.
South America.
巴西的一个传道士。
And she served the Lord until she was very, very old.
她服侍主一直到老年，非常老了。
And when she died, instead of buying flowers,
当她死的时候，没有买什么花给她。
I bought a big banner.
我为她买了一个大旗，就是一个。
And put it on the side of her casket.
在她的坟墓旁边，我买了一个旗子挂在那。
It said one word.
上面一个字。
Victory.
胜利。
She had died in the Lord.
她在主里安息了。
She had served him and loved him.
她一辈子服侍他，爱他。
Death was victory.
死亡是胜利。
My grandmother on my other side was Croatian.
我另外一个外祖母是一个 Croatian， 是另外一个欧洲民族的人。
She was persecuted for her faith.
她因着她的信仰受逼迫。
She died poor and suffering.
她死的时候是非常的贫穷，而且很苦的死。
Victory.
也是胜利。
You see?
看到吗？
But the wicked need to know that there's judgment coming.
但是恶人需要知道有审判啊。
They need to be warned.
他们需要受警戒。
One of the things that we have forgotten how to do in our evangelistic preaching,
当我们传福音的布道的时候，往往忘掉做一件事情，
is to reason with men.
是跟人讲道理。
You know, sometimes evangelistic preachers, they'll just be kind of yelling and preaching, you know, generalities.
你知道，往往布道会的时候，传道人会大声呐喊呐喊，然后就讲得很泛泛而论。
But sometimes when I preach,I almost kind of preach like a lawyer.
有时候我讲到的时候，就像几乎像一个律师一样。
Bringing all the evidence together.
把所有的证据都拿在一块儿。
If I say you're going to die.
如果说你必须要死啊。
I'll give them all my arguments to prove it.
我给他所有的证据来证明你要死。
If I say there is a judgment.
如果说有个审判。
I give them arguments to prove it.
我给他很多的证据来证明。
I try to convince them.
我要叫他们，要说服他们。
Think.
你要想啊。
Think.
想啊。
I was talking to a person one time.
有一次我跟一个人讲话。
And they said,
他说
that they were not Christian.
他不是基督徒啊。
But they were trying to make excuses.
他们就为自己找借口。
And they didn't want me to talk to them anymore about them.
他们不要我们讲。他个人的问题啊。
And so they said, I believe in God.
所以他们说，我信上帝啊。
But my brother's an atheist.
那我的兄弟他是个无神论，嗯。
Now that provided a great opportunity for me.
这就给我一个很好的机会了。
So I looked at them and I said, you believe in God?
我瞪着他们，我说，你相信什么？
They said, yes.
是我信。
I said, I have more respect for your brother who's an atheist.
我说，我尊重你的无神论的兄弟。
And they said, why?
胜过你。他说，为什么？
I said, well, at least he's consistent.
我说至少他是言行一致。
He does not believe there is a God.
他不信神。
So he does everything according to what he thinks.
所以他就根据自己的思想来生活，偏行己路。
But you are very foolish.
你呢，很笨很傻。
You say there is a God.
你说你信神。
You say that Jesus is his son.
你也相信耶稣，说也相信耶稣神的儿子。
But you don't follow anything he says.
但是你不照着他的话去行啊。
You see what I'm doing?
你看我在做什么？
Trying to use arguments.
我在讲道理辩论。
To prove to them.
来证明，向他们证明。
And we need to reason with people.
我们需要跟人讲理啊。
Sir, you're going to die.
先生，你要死哎。
Sir, did you know that God is righteous?
你不知道神是公义的吗？
And he says, well, that's good.
很好啊，神很公义。
No, it's not, sir.
不，神公义就不好了。
Why is it good?
为什么不好？
Because you're not righteous.
因为你不义。
So what's a righteous God going to do with you?
所以，一位公义的神怎么对待你这个不义的人呢？
As Christians, we do not want people to stop thinking.
身为基督徒，我们不要人停止思考。
We want them to start thinking.
我们要他们开始思考问题。
Now, there's a lot of people and preachers who identify with Christianity.
有很多传道人，很多人他们说我们是基督徒的传道人啊。
Who treat the mind like an enemy.
但是他们把人的思考，人的理性当作仇敌一样看待。
They say you don't need knowledge.
你不需要有知识，知识没用的。
You know, you don't need to think.
不用思考了，不用理性。
Just need to believe.
信就行了。
That's not what the Bible teaches.
圣经不是这样教的。
The Bible teaches that we should grow in knowledge.
圣经说我们要在知识上不断成长。
So that we believe the right thing.
好像我们相信那对的，正确的事情。
So, let's look at 2 Peter 3:7.
我们看看彼得后书三章 3:7
第七节 Chapter 3 verse 7 It says But by his word the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men
那现在的天地还是凭着那命存留 直流到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子用火焚烧
You know
你知道吗?
I sometimes wonder
有时候我觉得
how I can read this
我怎么能够读这一段经文
without weeping
我怎么能不哭泣呢?
Has my heart become so hard?
我的心是否变得如此刚硬?
The heavens and the earth are going to be burned up with fire.
天地都要被火焚烧尽净。
During the day of judgment.
在那审判的大日。
Now I know that I'm going to be saved.
我知道我会得救，没错。
But ungodly men will be destroyed.
但是不敬虔之人要受审判，要沉沦灭亡。
Their destruction.
他们的审判。
And it's not that they're going to be destroyed and no longer exist.
他们不是沉沦就不存在就没了，不是。
But it's an eternal destruction.
而是永远的沉沦啊。We
need to think about that.
我们需要好好思考。
Now we do not need to walk around depressed.
当然我们不需要成天愁眉苦脸，因此啊。
The Holy Spirit strengthens us.
因为圣灵加我们力量。
And we should have great joy because we are Christian.
我们应该欢喜快乐，因为我们信主了，我们是基督徒。
Yet there is a seriousness that ought to be in our lives.
但是我们生命当中需要有一种严肃。
These are great truths.
这些是伟大的真理啊。
If someone tells you tomorrow a leaf is going to fall off a tree,
如果有人告诉你明天树上叶子会掉到地上,
that's really not going to affect a lot of people.
这不会影响任何人了。
But if someone tells you tomorrow the world is going to end,
那如果有人告诉你明天世界末日到了,
that's something to be serious about.
哇，那就要严肃了，对待了。
And one of the most terrifying things about judgment,
这个审判其中一个最吓人的事,
is that it's not the end.
审判其实不是末日啊，不是一了百了啊。
It's the beginning.
这是开始啊。
Of eternal condemnation.
而是永远的定罪的开始而已啊。
For some people.
对某一些人而已啊。
Now, when it says that the heavens and the earth will be burned up.
当这里讲到天地都要用火焚烧。
There's a debate on exactly what does that mean.
有不同的认识啊，有不同有辩论，这是什么意思呢？
Some believe that the entire earth will be completely destroyed.
有些人相信整个地球啊要被完全的毁灭掉烧掉。
And God will create a completely new earth.
神会创造一个完全的新地球。
That is possible.
可能，可能。
But I don't think that's what's going to happen.
但是我个人呢不认为这个是正确的。
I think the destruction of the earth will be much like the destruction of our own bodies.
我想这个地球的毁灭就像我们这个身体的毁灭一样啊。
When you die,
当你死的时候
your spirit goes to God.
你的灵会到神那儿去。
Your body will be buried.
你的身体要埋葬。
But that same body that was buried,
那这个同一个被埋葬的身体
will be raised.
会复活。
It's not a different body.
不是一个不同的身体。
It's the same body.
是同一个身体。
But completely transformed.
那是一个完全被改变的身体。
So that the body that's put in the ground is almost like a seed.
所以这个身体放在地里头就像一粒种子一样埋进去。
And it's that body that will not be lost.
这个种子不会，这个身体不会失落的。
It'll be resurrected.
它会复活。
I believe the same thing with the earth.
我相信地球也是如此啊。
That it will be burned up in a great fire.
没错，会在大火中焚烧尽尽。
But from the seed of this old earth.
但是从这个旧的地球这个种子。
Will come forth a new one.
会发出一个新的来。
Where there is no corruption.
里头没有任何的腐败。
Where righteousness dwells perfectly.
居住在其中。
You know, there's always the question.
你知道总是有个问题啊。
Do dogs go to heaven?
狗会不上天堂。
people ask that question.
人总是问这个问题啊。
Especially little children.
特别小孩 ,Americans, 美国人。
Yeah, yeah. and we laugh about it.
我们总是笑啊。
But I want you to think about something.
我让你想思考一个问题。
There's no evidence that animals have souls.
圣经里头没有证据要证明动物有灵魂。
And there's no evidence that animals go to heaven when they die.
也没有证据证明动物会上天堂啊。
But I will tell you something that's interesting.
那我会告诉你有趣的事啊。
The Bible says in Romans 8,
在罗马书第八章圣经说
that all of creation has suffered under the corruption of sin.
所造之物都因着犯罪受到辖制啊，犯罪的败坏。
And it all awaits the liberation of creation.
他们都在盼望神的儿子的就是显现得赎。
I would not be surprised.
我不会惊讶。
When God creates a new heaven and a new earth,
当神再造这新天新地的时候
that everything that's ever been lost to death and corruption,
所有在死亡和败坏中失落的东西
will be raised in perfect glory,
都会复活在荣耀中
and the only ones that will not,
那唯一不能再复活重新恢复的
Will be the wicked who have rejected God.
是那些拒绝神的恶人。
God made everything.
因为神造万物。
It all belongs to Him.
一切都属于他。
I do not think He will lose anything to sin.
我相信神不会把任何东西都失落在罪中。
Can you imagine how spectacular that would be?
你可以想象那一个日子是何等的叫人惊讶。哇。
When creation is set free.
当所造之物得释放自由的日子
And you are set free to dwell here.
你也得到释放可以住在其中
In perfect righteousness.
在义完全的义中生活
Perfect glory.
完全的荣耀里
Now, let's look at Revelation.
我们看启示录 So you believe in the resurrection of dogs?
No, just that all of creation somehow. The idea that I'm putting forth is this.
我要讲的是这个
Not that animals have souls.
不是说动物有灵魂。
But that there is the great possibility.
是很有可能啊。
That everything that had life.
所有有生命的东西。
Will be restored.
都会重新恢复。
In fullness of glory.
在完全的荣耀中。
Except the wicked.
除了恶人之外。
Who refused God.
那些拒绝神的恶人。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
But, you know, it's not something that you sit there and go, this is what the Bible teaches.
你不是说哦，这是圣经那么教导的，牧师啊。
But I want you to realize.
但是我需要你明白一件事。
That this new heaven and new earth.
这个新天新地。
It's not just about men.
不仅是关乎人类的。
It's about the entire creation.
是关乎神的一切所造之物的。
Being reestablished.
重新恢复。
And it's a beautiful picture.
这是一个美好的图画。
Now, let's go to Revelation 20.
我们看启示录第二十章。20.
Verse 12.
十二节。
And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds.
我也看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照着他们所行的受审判。
Now, I preached this one time to a group of people.
有一次我跟一群人讲这段经文啊。
And I said something that literally terrified a man.
我讲的话叫他们吓坏了。
And he came up after and told me.
他来跟我说。
I said, this is the only time when you specifically appear in the Bible.
你说这段经文是唯一你指定是你要在圣经里出现的地方。
John said that he saw the dead, the great and the small.
约翰说他看到无论大小这些死了的人。
I tell the sinner.
我告诉罪人。
John saw you.
约翰看到你了。
You were here.
你就在这儿。
He saw you.
他看见你无论大小。
Your face.
你的脸。
Standing before God.
你站在神的面前。
And being judged.
你受到审判。
Every person that's ever dwelt on the earth, great and small, were here.
古今中外，凡是活过的，无论大小，都在这儿。
It's the one time where everybody appears in the Bible.
这圣经里头唯一一次，所有的人都在神面前出现。
It's amazing.
叫人惊讶。
The teaching of the final judgment is so clear.
末日的审判，这里教导是很清楚。
That you literally have to deny the Bible.
你除非你把整本圣经都否掉。
To say that it is not true.
要不然你不能说这不是真理。
Now I'm just going to give you some names.
我给你一些名字。
What the day of judgment is called.
就是末日审判称之为什么呢？
In 2 Peter 2:9,
在彼得后书二章九节
it's the day of judgment.
是审判之日。
That one day when everything stops.
那一天一切都会停止了。
And there is no longer an opportunity for salvation.
那天就没有得救的第二次机会了。
The doors of mercy have been closed.
恩典的门关闭了。
The arm of grace has been pulled back.
神的恩典的手收回了。
There's nothing left but perfect justice.
除了神完全的公义，没有任何的余地了。
In Romans 2:5,
罗马书二章五节
it is called the day of wrath.
那称之为那愤怒的日子。
And revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
是神的公义的审判的彰显的日子。
Now think about this.
想想。
In this day of judgment,
在这个审判之日
it is also called a day of wrath,
也称之为愤怒的日子
because so many men will be condemned on that day.
因为那天这么多的人都要被定罪
In Jude 1:6,
在犹大书一章六节
it's called the great day,
称之为那大日子
I like to say this,
我要那么说啊
man lives between two great days.
人呢、啊、活在两个大日之间。
The day that Christ hung before all men.
第一个是基督在众人面前悬挂起来的日子。
And the day all men will stand before Christ.
第二个日子是所有的人 要站在基督面前的日子。
We need to live our lives between these two days.
我们需要活在这两个大日当中。
These two days need to motivate us.
这两个日子要给我们动机生活。
They define who we are.
他们这两个日子定义我们是什么样的人。
And how we ought to live.
我们应当怎样生活。
Christ died for my sins.
基督为我的罪而死。
I will stand before Christ in judgment.
我会站在他面前受审判。
So it's called the great day.
是称之为那大日。
Now in 2 Peter 3:12,
在彼得后书三章十二节
it's given a very unusual name.
这个日子啊，给一个很不寻常的名字。
But one that I greatly appreciate.
但是我很喜欢这个名字。
It's called the day of God.
称之为神的日子。
Do you know what that means?
你知道什么意思吗？
On that day, all the doubts about God are going to cease.
那天呢，你一切对神的怀疑都会烟消云散。
It's the day that God vindicates Himself.
那天神会那天神会表明自己，水落石出。
For the thousands of years that men have existed,
人存在着成千的年来。好几千年来
Most have neglected God.
很多人都忽略了神把他置之脑后
They've mocked God.
他们嘲弄神
They've used his name in vain.
神人妄用神的名
They've persecuted his people.
他们逼迫他的百姓
One day
有一天
comes,
神来了
All that ends.
这一切都会结束
It is his day.
那是他的日子神的日子
To some people it will be the greatest joy.
对有些人这是最大的喜乐的日子
To some people, it will be the greatest of all terrors.
但对另外一些人，这是最大的恐怖的日子。
One preacher said this one time.
有一个传道人有这么说。
He stood up in the pulpit.
他站在讲台上。
And he says, "I have good news and bad news."
他说，我有好消息，也有坏消息。
The good news is God is here.
好消息是神就在这儿。
The bad news is
坏消息是
God is here.
神也在这儿。
It just depends what your relationship with God is like.
关键是你跟神的关系如何。
Now,
好
I want to look at a few things here before we close.
好，我们结束之前，我看几件事情啊。
At how specific the day of judgment will be.
就是那审判之日是何等的切实。
Look in the book of Mark.
看看马可福音。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Verse 22.
第四章二十二节。
Mark 4:22.
四二十二节。
For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret but that it would come to light.
因为掩藏的事没有不显出来的，隐瞒的事没有不露出来的。
Remember how I said you wouldn't want your thoughts put on a film and shown to your family and friends?
记得我曾经说过，你不愿意把你的思想放在一个电影里头，然后让大家看见。
There are things about you and me that we hope no one will ever discover.
有些事情有关我们的隐私啊，我们不愿意别人知道的。
On the day of judgment,
但审判的日子
all those things will be revealed.
这一切都要显露出来。
Among the wicked,
在恶人当中
they will not be covered.
他们不会被掩瞒的
so, all those men who thought they were good
就那些自以为义的人
everything will be revealed.
他们所做的一切都要显明出来
everything
一切所有
that's terrifying
很吓人啊
only a fool would say it's not
只有一个傻瓜会说不吓人我不怕
look in 1 Corinthians 4:5
我们看看哥林多前书四章九节零前四章五节
1 Corinthians 4:5
五节四章五节
Therefore do not go on passing judgment before the time but wait until the Lord comes who will both bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts then each man's praise will come to him from God
所以时候未到什么都不要论断只等主来他要照出暗中的隐情显明人心的意念那时个人要从神那里得着称赞
Now this is important.
这很重要。
Because it's not only speaking about unbelievers.
因为这不仅讲到不信主的人而已。
But even us.
甚至我们呢。
The motives of our heart.
我们心中的隐私。
This is again talking about the believer's judgment.
这讲到信徒的审判了。
And we must be very careful to hold it in attention.
我们必须要保持平衡啊。
Now, I want us to go to Hebrews 4:13.
我们再看希伯来书四章十三节。
And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物都在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
When we kill a deer to eat,
杀一只，当我们杀一只鹿来吃的时候
I hang it up by its back legs.
我用它的后脚把它吊起来
And then I skin it.
然后把它皮给扒下来
Everything is pulled back.
一切都拉下来了
And you can see everything about that deer.
你可以看到那个那只鹿的一切所有
And then I cut inside.
然后把它的边
And I take out all its insides.
切开来，然后把里面的东西内脏
I can see everything that was hidden.
拿出来，你就看到里面一切所有的隐藏的
That's the same idea here.
这里就是这个意思。
Every covering will be pulled back.
所有的外头掩盖都扒下来。
And everything will be revealed.
里头的一切你都看到，五脏肺腑。
Now let's just finish by going back to Revelation.
好，我们再回到
Chapter 20.
创世纪创二十章，然后结束。启示录对不起，启示录二十章。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座。与坐在上面的，从他面前，天地都逃避，在无可见之处了。
The word great indicates the power and sovereignty.
这个大宝座大，讲的是神的能力和他的主权。
The one who sits upon this throne.
这一位坐在宝座上的。
Does everything he wants to do.
他可以照他自己的旨意任意而行。
And no one stops him.
没人可以拦住他的手。
Whatever decision he makes,
他所做的一切决定，
no one will be able to turn it.
没有人能够拦住他。
It is also a white throne.
而且是一个白色的。
It is pure and holy.
是纯洁的，是圣洁的。
Everything he does will be right.
他做的一切都是对的。
There'll be no argument against it.
你不能够跟他辩论。
And it says that he is so great that even earth and heaven fled away from him.
讲到他是如此之伟大，天地都要逃避。
Imagine that you had to fight someone.
想象你要跟人家打架。
And you're back in the dressing room before the fight.
你在你的房间里头，在打仗之前，你在做准备。
And you know you have to fight someone who's in the ring.
你要到那个啊擂台上面去打擂台上。
And as you come out of the dressing room,
当你从你的房间里出来
they're walking you through all the hallways to get to the ring.
他带你经过这些房这些弯弯曲曲的这个路要到擂台上打架。
But as you turn each corner,
你每转一个弯
You meet a fighter coming back from the fight.
你看到一个从擂台上打了的仗回来的人。
A person who's already fought this person you're going to fight.
这个人已经打过了。
And this person that you meet.
这个你遇到的人呢？
He's bigger than you.
他个子比你大。
Stronger than you.
比你强壮。
And he has beaten almost to death.
他差点被打死了。
So you see that there's a great person that's already fought this person in the ring.
这个大个子已经跟这个人已经打过了，打败了，回来了。
And he's beaten up.
他已经打败了。
So what's going to happen to you?
那你怎么办呢？
Then you turn the corner.
当你又转一个弯。
Here comes an even bigger man.
来了一个更大的个子。
And he's been beaten up.
他也被打败了。
And they're all shaking their heads.
全部都在摇头。
And they're looking at you.
看看你。
And they're saying, run, run.
赶快跑，他们说。
And each time you turn a corner,
你又转个弯。
You meet a larger man.
碰到个更大个。
Who is terribly beaten up.
又被打得落花流水。
He looks at you and says, turn back, turn back.
看着你说，赶快跑吧。
That's not very encouraging, is it?
你不会得到很大的鼓励吧。
That's what's going on here.
这里就是这个光景。
As men approach the judgment throne of God,
当我们迈向那神的审判的大日，
heaven and earth are running the other way.
天地都在逃脱逃跑，
saying flee, flee,
跑跑。So,
this is amazing.
叫人惊讶。
We go on.
我们继续。
He says, and I saw the dead, the great and the small.
我看到那死了的人，无论大小。
All men.
所有的人类。
Some men think they are so great.
有些人自以为自己哇好伟大。
That they don't have to stand before the judgment.
我没必要站在神的审判台前。
啊。But other people think they're so small and insignificant.
有些人认为自己是小萝卜头，啥都不是。
That God will pass them by.
神会把我放掉，因为我太不重要了。
Oh, he won't notice me.
神不会注意我这个小人物。
He's going to judge all those big people.
他会审判那些大人物。
No, the great and the small.
不论你是大将军还是无名小卒。
Standing before the throne.
都要站在审判台前。
And the books were opened.
然后案卷展开了。
And another book was opened.
好，另外一个。案卷也展开。
It is the book of life.
就是生命册。
And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds.
死了的人都要凭着在案卷所记载的，照着他们所行的受审判。
Every thought.
每一个思念。
Every word.
每一句话语。
Every deed.
每一个行动。
And look in verse 13.
再看十三节。
There's no place to hide.
没有可以逃避的。
The sea gave up the dead which were in it.
海交出其中死人。
Death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them.
死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。
Let's look at it this way.
这么看啊。
Let's say that men are coming to kill you.
我们比喻啊，如果有人要来杀你。
And you're running down the street.
你在街大街上逃跑。
You knock on a door.
你敲门。
Let me in.
让我进来吧。
Let me hide here.
让我躲在这儿吧。
They slam the door.
把门啪一下关上。
You go to another door.
跑到另一个门。
Let me in.
让我进来。
They slam the door.
又把门啪关上。
It's terrifying.
吓人呢。
But this is what's going to happen to men.
这就是将要发生在人类身上的事。
In verse 14,
这四节
and death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里。
This is the second death, the lake of fire.
这火湖就是第二次的死。
And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life,
若有人的名字没有记在生命册上，
he was thrown into the lake of fire.
他就被扔在火湖里。
And the only ones who are written in that book of life,
唯有那些名字记在生命册上的
are the ones who have accepted Christ's sacrifice on their behalf.
就是那些接待基督为他们代死的人。
They have believed God.
他们信靠神。
And it was counted to them as righteousness.
他们被算为义。
So that is the word on the final judgment.
这就是审判的最后的结局。
Let's pray. Father, thank you for the truth of Scripture.
父母为着你话语中的真理感谢你。
Lord, help this to be always remembered in our life.
主啊，帮助我们一生都记得。
The terror of the judgment to come.
将来审判的恐怖。
And yet the joy of knowing we are in Christ.
和那因着我们在基督里所有的喜乐。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.